rounds of action here in San Francisco. We go to the judges' score totals. Mike Ross, Ray Dinesco, and Fernando Villarreal all scored this bout identically. 120 to 107 for your winner by unanimous decision. And the new WBC Super Bowl.
Didn't lose a round.
Damn. One of those performances, huh? Damn, I'm going to go ahead and eat my crow. You know what I mean? Did a previous podcast saying that I was the programmer voice. But, damn, it came out and did a hell of a performance. But, you know, I keep that same energy. Throughout, you know what I'm saying? In the ring, out the ring, on the mic, off the mic, you know what I mean? But hey, need I say more? Let's get this podcast started, man.
We'll go in. Yeah. I like the way this sound though. Yeah. Yeah, look, I ain't doing no complaining. I done came a long way back when me and you was hanging. Yeah. I ain't doing no complaining. Back then we used the bounty paper towel to do the
same. Sometimes it be like that.
I ain't doing no complaining. I done came a long way back when cuz them was banging. I ain't doing no complaining.
Allahu Akbar.
Even dodged the fed case back when what's the name was saying. Talking like it's Chris Tucker, balling like I'm in the rucker. Every morning that I wake up, here go another sucker. Call me anything but an informant or fraud. Yeah, these are God's players, damn right, that's on God.
Yes, sir.
I rip his heart out. I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one can stop me. Lynx is a conqueror. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander.
Devin had that Tyson ever. Energy on that. You mean?
I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from Nairclaw. There's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat his children. Praise be to Allah.
Are you saying now?
Yeah, man, Devin put on a hell of a performance tonight, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm taking no credit away from that man. That man boxed his ass off. At the end of the day, he did a great thing tonight. He did a great performance, you know what I'm saying? He neutralized the boogeyman, you know what I'm saying? He made the boogeyman take some melatonin, you know what I mean? Because the performance tonight from Regis, in my opinion, he was getting great advice, great pointers and tips and leadership from his corner, but he just wasn't applying the instructions he was being given. It was plenty of times in the fight that he'll corner Haney and then he'll just give him the out. I mean, someone who boxes as great, not as good, as great as Devin. Great man, Devin have fucking great ring generalship, you know what I'm saying? And I knew that going in the fight, but I also knew that if Regis was able to neutralize those things, he'll come out victorious. Or he would have made it a whole lot better, you know what I'm saying, than what it was. 120-107 made it a whole lot better, made it way more competitive than what it was. And I also said going into this fight, I was talking with some people and I was saying that tonight is not the night for Regis, the Ruguru, not to show up. Tonight you can't have a performance like you had against Zarilla. You got to have one of your best performances yet because you're going up against someone who's coming up in weight, but also someone who's not proven at 140, but definitely proven at 135. I knew that going into the fight. I'm saying I knew the beast that Devin was, but I also knew the beast and the monster that the Ruger was. And I felt that if he would have came out and started fast, he would have forced Devin to have to play catch up, and Devin would have started walking to him, which would have left Devin susceptible to getting hit with those big shots he was trying to land. And I already knew going into the fight that if he let Devin get that lead, he was never going to get it back. You know what I mean? Because Devin, he's great at going out there, starting a little fast, getting that lead. Once he get that lead, man, that motherfucker know how to hold on to a lead. If a ball hawker gonna hold on to a fucking ball, man, Devin know how to hold on to a motherfucking lead. You know what I'm saying? But needless to say, you know what I'm saying, great, great, great performance, man. I like the way he was able to neutralize Regis' left hand. I would have liked if Regis would have thrown that left hand a lot straighter and then trying to always loop it. I would have liked it if Regis would have kept his head off the line when he was throwing his jab. Chin tuck head off the line and put that jab in Devin's chest and make it a more of a, not a pawing jab, make it more of a power jab. And then go to work, you know. Once you get that man cornered, don't give him his out. You know what he's, you know he can only go one or two ways. Don't give him that way he's looking for. Cut it off, you know what I'm saying? Take it away from him and go to, you know what I'm saying, acting up on him. Go to letting your shots off. Even if you got to hit this man on the arm, hit him on the hip, more body shots, you know what I'm saying? Immobilize this man so he can't do his great work like he want to do. But we're going to go into the, I'm going to go ahead and play the post-fight little interview with Haney. But before, you know what I'm saying, before I play that,
you are now listening to the Beyond the Gloves podcast. Subscribe now.
Well, Devin, congratulations. You said all week, for weeks even, that you were going to make this look easy. I don't think anybody believed you when you said that. It doesn't get much easier than 120, 107 on all three scorecards. What did you think of your performance?
First off, I want to give a, you know, huge praise, everything. Alhamdulillah, you know, I want to thank Allah for this, because I wouldn't be here without him. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. First off, you know, I did everything that I said I was going to do. I went in there and I handicapped him. We knew that he was going to come in with a big left hand. But my dad came up with a tremendous game plan along with my team. We did what we said we was going to do.
You mentioned that game plan. You knew you had to stay away from that left hand. You knew you had to keep a little bit of distance in this fight. How were you able to do it so effectively?
I mean, I took it away. You know, I went the opposite way away from his left hand. Occasionally, I went into his left hand to make him throw it, and I countered him. But other than that, you know, we took his left hand off the chest table.
You know, Regis came into this fight with a reputation as being the bigger puncher. In the third round, you scored the first knockdown, picked up that 10-8 round. What were you seeing in that third, how you landed it?
The only knockdown. But, I went in there, I hit him with a sharp right hand. I knew that he had habits. We capitalized off his habit of leaning in.
You showed incredible discipline during this fight. Even when you had Regis hurt, you didn't go in there and chase him. How difficult was that for you to not go in there and try to get a stoppage?
Say it again.
You showed incredible discipline during this fight. Even at times when you had Regis hurt, you weren't just going in there looking for the stoppage. How difficult was it for you to not go in there and look for a knockout?
Yeah, no, at times I wanted to go in there, and I knew I was getting hurt. Multiple times I wanted to go in there, you know, I hit him with big shots. My dad kept saying, stay focused, stick to the game plan.
Great job of staying focused.
It'll
great
come, job just keep building.
It's your first fight at 140 pounds. How much of a difference did those 5 pounds make?
Man, a tremendous difference. You know, you see it in my performance, you know, from the Lomachenko fight and the past fight, you know, going into this fight, you know, it was a tremendous difference. I felt so much stronger in this camp. I was able to you know,
definitely
show,
definitely show
off days, and I feel great. You know, 140, got a new king.
Let's talk about 140. You now have a belt in the junior welterweight division. You're selling a pretty good crowd here in San Francisco. What do you want to do next?
Yeah, no, I want to say, you know, thank you to the whole Bay Area for coming out and supporting me. You know, this is a homecoming. I'm happy that I was able to bring a huge event back to the Bay, and many more to come.
What's the big fight out there for you now?
I don't know. You know, we got a lot of options. You know, me and my dad have been talking about, you know, going to 147 and, just seeing you know, how we fit there. But, you know, I'm a champion at 140. We will talk to the team and see what's next.
You know, your first fight here in San Francisco, a town that hasn't seen a big fight in a number of years. Your very first fight, you put 16,000 plus here at the Chase Center. What did that mean to you?
This mean everything. You know, since a young kid, you know, my dream was to come back to the Bay Area and put on a big event. And, you know, what better time than now? 16,000 people came out to support me, and I'm so happy, man. This is a blessing. Alhamdulillah.
Congratulations, Devin.
Thank you.
Regis, let's turn to you.
Man, great.
What went wrong for you?
Great motherfucking performance. Great performance from Devin Haney, man. End of the day, like I said, he did a great performance. I would like to see him go up against the other top competitors, top champions at the 140 division. I mean, now that he holds the WBC title, he holds the most prestigious one at 140. I mean, in all boxing, you know, WBC is the most prestigious one. The other champions is the IBF, is, we know that's Matias. The WBO, we know that's Teofimo. And the WBA is Rolly, which is, in my opinion, the most garbage champion there is at the 140 division, man. I like to see him fight. What I want to see him fight are Ryan Garcia. It'll sell, you know, because of the talk and the buildup. It'll sell. But I wouldn't want to see a fight with him and Ryan. I would like to see. I think he outboxed Matias. A fight with him and Teofimo, man, that'll be a motherfucking banger. Not going to lie about that. Definitely, that'll be a banger. But he had a good performance, you know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, and like I said, at the end of the day, I can't deny the performance Devin put on. He stuck to the game plan. They came up with a beautiful game plan. They stuck to it. Man. Yeah, he stuck to a performance. He did what he sought out to do. He did what he said he was going to do, neutralize the boogeyman, neutralize the power puncher. Like I said, Regis was also, in my opinion, he can box as well. He just felt like when he felt he couldn't land those big shots, and then he was also getting touched up by Haney. He don't have knockout power, but he have respectable power. He have power to make you respect them and to keep you from just running in there on him. And even if you don't respect his power, his boxing IQ will allow him to get out of the way of anything that you're trying to oppose up on him. You know what I'm saying? Whether that be your jab, your right hand, your hook, he don't get out of the way of it. But like I said, needless to say, I was wrong with my pick. You know what I'm saying? That was the first, man, out of like, man, mainly I started this podcast back in 2021. That was the first time I got one wrong. So, I mean, I'm going to go ahead and eat my crow, man. You know what I mean? Like, I ain't gonna be like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go ahead and, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to go ahead and eat that. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you know, we can't get them all right, man. But let's hear what Regis got to say about this. You know me?
That motherfucker's good. He better than what I thought. Not gonna lie. I'm gonna give him credit. I'm gonna give Bill credit. I'm gonna give Team Haney credit. Look, we still keep the same energy. You know me? I'm gonna still keep the same energy. What I say, what I mean. But I'm gonna tell the truth. Devin Haney better than what I thought. Not gonna lie. He is.
You knew you had to close the gap in this fight. You knew you had to land the left hand in this fight. You couldn't do either one of those things tonight. What made it so difficult to execute your game plan?
He's just better than what I thought he was. His feet is fast and he's quicker than what I thought he was. I'm not gonna lie. And I couldn't seem to get to him. That's all, you know? I couldn't seem to get to him. He was quick.
You were the power puncher coming into this fight. Devin Haney scored that knockdown the third round. Did his power surprise you?
His power did surprise me, not gonna lie. I thought he was a soft puncher. You know, he does have power. It's not like a one punch type of shot, but he's quick. And it's the shots that you're going to see. And it's the shot that I didn't see. I looked on the screen. I was like, I remember I was down. I was like, what the fuck happened to me? And then I was, you know, he hit me with a shot. But it's the shots that you're going to see. That's the kind of power he has.
You've been at 140 a long time. As you kind of assess what's next for you, what's in your mind right now?
I'll be a three-time world champion. I'm going to talk to Eddie about it. And, you know, they still got other belts out there. I don't know. He talked about going to 47. I don't know what he going to do. But right now, I'm going to take a break, going up. Christmas and all that type of stuff, and then I'll get back. I'll talk to Eddie and, you know, try to grab another one of those other belts.
Appreciate your time, Richard.
No problem. Thanks.
Eddie will
definitely great performance. I definitely think Regis beat Rowley. Maybe you can grab that title from Rowley. I know Regis and Matias had some beef. Matias said, I think in one interview, that he want to put Regis in the hospital. A fight with Matias, those are two strong fighters. He don't have to look for Matias to box him like, hey, you know, like Haney did. Matias gonna come straight to you. So if they was to ever fight, definitely somebody going to sleep. Definitely. Rowley, I don't look Regis to fight Teofimo. I think Teofimo will be looking at to do other things at 140. So Rowley, they'll have to do a cross promotion thing with that, seeing that Rowley, I believe he signed with PBC. But man, I don't know. Maybe we'll hear something, you know, in around February, what's going on next with Regis. But that's that, man. You know what I'm saying? That's that. So I was just going to make this a real short podcast, you know what I'm saying? Wasn't going to keep y'all too long, but I just had to come back to y'all, let y'all know, you know what I'm saying? I keep that same energy throughout. The man beat the man who I picked. Hey, I'm going to eat my crow. I'm going to go ahead, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to go ahead and face up to him and say, you know what I'm saying? The better man won tonight. You know what I mean?
Hey, this ain't a hard decision to make. It's Beyond the Gloves podcast.
But until next time, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm not covering that motherfucking Jake Paul fight, you know what I'm saying? But I will be covering the mega heavyweight fight, Day of Reckoning, which is December 23rd, I believe. So I'll be doing a show up on that leading up, you know what I'm saying, getting closer to that day. And I'll be doing a live one on the Day of the Reckoning, you know what I mean? The day of the fight, so. Until then, you know what I'm saying? We out. Beyond Glove Podcast, baby. BTG.
Three quarters pounds, and he's fighting out of Houston, Texas.